Welcome to the Gaming Gang Gen Con Raw, sponsored by Victory Point Games, where the gameplay is the thing. This time around, it's a look at Third Eye Games. Our Raw series features interviews recorded just hours before on the convention floor, with a minimal amount of editing, to provide you with the hottest and freshest coverage. I am your host, Jeff McAleer.
Eloy LaSanta from Third Eye Games has taken some time to join me this morning at Gen Con. It is the first day, so things are really hectic. How are things going?
Actually, we're doing very well. We're running lots of demos. We're selling lots of the brand new game, Part-Time Gods, as well as some of our other already released titles. So we're doing very well. It's been busy so far. Very, very busy.
That's a good thing.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's a really good thing. You know, this is our first year with a booth here at Gen Con. I've come the two previous years, and I've kind of scoped out other booths and seeing who does what and how they do it. And so I've trained. I've gone through that Rocky training montage over the last 2 years to really get ready for having my own booth, and everything is going very well. There's people demoing right now, you know, so...
So are you trying to say that you were actually selling your games out of the trunk of a car outside of the convention center last year, like black market games?
No, I am a part of a larger organism called Studio 2 Publishing, and there's a lot of other gaming companies, Exile Games, Pinnacle, Crafty Games, and they're all part of the same set, you know, kind of a club, if you will, of publishers. My games have always been sold here at the Studio 2 booth, but this is the first time that I've had my own portion of the booth to sell my games. Before, I kind of would wait for somebody to look at one of my games, and I would pounce on them, you know. But, you know, now I have my own space, so if you walk into my space, you're mine. So, so yeah, and, you know, more exposure. I mean, the thing about having a booth, and this is obviously very important for anybody who wants to be a publisher, if you can afford a booth, get a booth, because... I've already almost outsold what I sold last year.
Fantastic.
And it's all, and what is it like?
Hour and a half we've been open.
Half, yeah. So, having the booth gets you more exposure. Do it if you can.
For those listeners out there who may not be familiar with Third Eye Games, what are some of the products that you have?
Okay. Well, our very first game was Apocalypse Prevention, Inc., which is kind of a mix between Men in Black and Hellboy. So you play agents that work for Shadow Corporation, and you go about policing supernatural elements, vampires, werewolves, giant fish people, etc. Then our second game that was released about a year and a half ago was Wuxing the Ninja Crusade, where you play ninja from rival clans that have to work together in order to... fight against an empire that wants to destroy them. It takes a lot of elements from Naruto as well as Avatar Last Airbender and kind of mushes it all into one. Okay. And into one game. And our brand new game, Part-Time Gods, is exclusive here at Gen Con. And it's kind of a mix between American Gods and Dead Like Me. You kind of take on the role of a regular person that is imbued with the power of a god. And, you know, if you want to pursue that, you can. But really, you kind of have to pay the bills as well. So you kind of have to keep your job and stuff like that. Very, very fun games. All three very different, but they use similar systems so that anyone can pick up one of the games and be able to jump over to the other one easily.
What kind of basic system of mechanics runs throughout your titles?
I created the system. It's called the Dynamic Gaming System. The entire system uses a single D20, and it's all attribute plus skill plus D20 for your general checks. For API and Wuxing, there's a more strategic point when you come to combat where there's speeds involved and different initiatives, and it adds a lot of more strategy to your fight. You know, I can try and jab you, or I can try and uppercut you, and it actually makes a difference.
Which you just tried to do, but I kind of dodged. I made my die roll and lucked out.
You threw a die right at my eye. That's how those two systems work. Part-Time Gods kind of falls more to the traditional, I take my turn and I do what I need to do. You take your turn, you do what you need to do, instead of it being kind of a back and forth kind of rolling initiative. Okay. However, it also has flexible magic, and that's why it got changed, because I didn't think the flexible magic fit into very strategic combat, you know, because it's going to be more loosey-goosey, I'm going to do this with my power, you know. So very good stuff. They're selling well so far, so yay.
How did Third Eye Games get its start?
I started Third Eye Games about 3 years ago, and I wrote API, the very first book. It started because I wanted to make up my own system to try and emulate kind of, you know, Chinese, like, martial arts movies and stuff like that. And it's hard to find a game that really does that. So I kind of made my own. And then I, you know, slapped API on top of the system. I mean, it's a great setting, though. So I'm not sure. I'm not trying to downplay the greatness of the setting. And obviously, you know, the way that my design way works is I work on the system, then I work on the setting, then I go back and change the system to fit it, then I go back to, you know, change the setting to fit new things I might have come up with in the setting with the system. So, you know, you kind of have to, it's kind of a give and take with anything. About 3 years ago, I started just kind of releasing PDFs of the books. And then about 6 months after that, and I had sold, you know, maybe 200-300 copies of my books in total, I went ahead and signed up with Studio 2. They were really awesome. They got me into stores, and they got me some, you know, really big print support. And here we are now, 3 years later, and I have my own booth at Gen Con, and I don't have to share it with anybody, so that's
pretty cool. I noticed you have a few groupies you've been kind of pushing off.
I have groupies, and I have, not groupies per se. Over the last year, since I actually have started to start treading some ground here and actually picking up, I'm having a lot of new fans that I've met online who are finally, you know, I'm finally getting to meet in person. So it's really cool to actually come to one of these kind of events because you kind of get to... You get to meet the people you've been talking to for the last year, you know, and you get to see their face, and you can see now what they look like. I mean, even one of the guys that's running my API games for me here at the con, you know, we've been talking for about a year and a half, and this is the first time I ever met him in person and could actually shake his hand. And that's a good feeling. You know, it's good to actually meet the people who influence what you do.
And it's nice, too, when you finally get to meet someone and you find out, wow, you know, you're not as crazy as you come across online.
I have yet to have anybody say that about me. They're usually, wow, you really are crazy. But, you know, I guess the people have varying levels of crazy.
Yeah, I mean...
I have a high tolerance for crazy.
One person's crazy is another person's normal.
Exactly.
So one question I was going to ask, and this is something that Elliot and I have talked about a bit with role-playing games, because we've got, 30 years of role-playing experience. Well, combined, probably about 60. And we do notice that a lot of companies now are releasing their products as PDFs. Knowing the kind of world that we live in, once you put something out there online, it suddenly becomes kind of a free-for-all for some people who don't feel that they need to pay for your product.
Yeah.
Have you found any issues with releasing products as PDFs as opposed to a hard copy?
I would say it's not any worse than any other way that people could pirate your stuff. I mean, because even before people released books as PDF, people would buy the physical copy, scan it, and then release it on PDF anyway. So, I mean, there's not really a way around it. If they're going to steal it, they're going to steal it. There's just those people.
You bastards out there.
Those people. But you know what? The crazy thing is with the release of Part-Time Gods just recently, I saw a really, really great conversation on 4chan. And they were talking up the game, and they were all like, this sounds great, let's run a game of this, and this sounds amazing. They're selling my game to each other and then saying, but yeah, go over there and like download it. You know, it's like you know, so it's like it's great that people are liking it. Don't really like the pirating part of it. But it's cool that people are talking about it, so... You know, and I have a policy now, because I just joined the Bits and Mortar movement, which is now if you buy a physical copy, if you just give me your email, I'll email you a copy of the PDF anyway.
Right.
So there's no need to steal anymore from me, you know? So that's the... You know, it's a new approach that a lot of other companies are doing, Evil Hat and Cubicle 7. They're also part of the initiative as well. So I just recently joined, like, 3 days ago. So.
And you don't have to crack heads anymore then.
Exactly. Like, I seriously would spend hours online going and like, all right, another one. Let's go ahead and send an email to the server so they can stop that one too. And it does get exhausting, but you got to do what you got to do, you know?
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Now, one question that we always like to ask the folks that we'll interview, What games do you enjoy playing that you have absolutely no affiliation with whatsoever?
I would say that my absolute favorite game, other than mine, obviously, would be Changeling the Lost. I was a big fan of the original Changeling, the Dreaming, but all of the changes that they made and all of the source books that came out to really push it and make it as awesome as it was, Changeling the Lost, amazing, amazing game, and I play that constantly. I also play the Buffy game from Eden Studios. That game is really cool, too. I'm a big Buffy fan, which shows if you read Apocalypse Prevention, Inc. There's a lot of great Buffy influence in there. So those would be probably my two top picks. But I've been backing a lot of other Kickstarters and stuff like that, like Tech Noir and Bulldogs by Galileo Games. So there's a lot of really good games out there that, you know, I'm really itching to try as well. I mean, I don't only play my own games. That would be a little egotistical and crazy.
We know no one does that, anyone. Everybody has to have some sort of outside influence.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Is there anything else that you'd like to maybe share with our listeners about Third Eye Games? Maybe something they may not be familiar with?
I do, actually. I put my development and my stream of consciousness and stuff on my blog, which is aloythesaint.com. So feel free to follow that. That actually gets you a lot of inside information. You know, I post my official announcements and stuff on the Third Eye Games page, and then I post my thoughts about it and why I'm doing it and stuff like that on my actual blog. So, I mean, feel free to go ahead and follow. We love new fans. Feel free to email feedback and join the forums. Really good stuff. Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking some time out this morning and, shoving all these paying customers to the side while we talk today. I really do appreciate that.
Not a problem, Jeff. Thank you for coming out to Gen Con and interviewing me, definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Eloy LaSanta for spending some time to chat with us about the RPG goodness at Third Eye Games. And thanks to our great sponsor, Victory Point Games, at victorypointgames.com. Stay tuned for more fun coming directly from Gen Con 2011, and be sure to join Elliot and I for the next edition of our regularly scheduled show.